A warm welcome to you all. If you've never been in this place before, if a fire alarm sounds, you go that way, you go that way. The toilets are over there. It's really great that we can gather to celebrate the life that we have. And afterwards, please stay and we'll all have refreshment together. At various points in our worship, we're going to be led in prayer. If you're not a person of prayer, then please use this time to reflect and to think. But now, I invite you to stand to worship God. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good, for God's love is eternal. We join together to sing, "This is the day."
Let us pray. Creator God, source of all that is, we praise you for light revealing shape, colour, and texture. We praise you for the rhythms within the universe, giving us wakefulness and sleep. We thank you for life-giving water, for a world of wonder in a flower. We marvel at the sea creeping up the sand, and when we gaze into the nighttime sky, we are awed by the planets and galaxies. We praise you for the rich diversity of living creatures, for the miracle of being human. We thank you for the love that shines out in the friends, family, and soul sharers you populate our lives with. For the foundation you put beneath our feet that encourages us to fly. As as we share the next part of life's journey, may we indeed know strength and find renewal. Stir us to open our hearts and, giving as freely as we have received, to joyfully share our blessings with others. In God's name we pray. Amen. If you wish to, please join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Watching for the kingfisher. Prayer is like watching for a kingfisher. All you can do is be where he is likely to appear and wait. Often, nothing much happens. There is space, silence, and expectancy. No visible sign, only the knowledge that he's been there and he may come again. Seeing or not seeing ceases to matter. You have to be prepared. But sometimes when you've almost stopped expecting it, a flash of brightness gives encouragement.
Reading is taken from the book of Matthew, starting at verse 31 in chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes as king and all the angels with him, he will sit on his royal throne, and the people of all the nations will be gathered before him. Then he will divide them into two groups, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the righteous people on the right and the others on the left. Then the king will say to the people on his right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, come and possess the kingdom which has been prepared for you ever since the creation of the world. I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me in your homes, naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you took care of me, in prison and you visited me." The righteous will then answer him, "When, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you a stranger and welcome you in our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will reply, I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. Amen.
We join to sing, In Christ There Is No East or West.
Becoming real. The skin horse was wise and has lived longer in the nursery than any of the others. He was so old that his brown coat was bald in patches and had showed the seams underneath most of the hairs on his tails and been pulled out to string bead necklaces. Is real? Asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender before Nana came in to tidy the room. Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and stick out handle? Real isn't how you are made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, he asked, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off and your eyes drop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you're real, you can't be ugly. except to people who don't understand. I suppose you are real, said the rabbit. And then he wished he had not said it, for he thought the skin horse might be sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled.
Something.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is an amazing day. And it's an amazing day for several reasons. The most important, of course, is it that it's a day that the Lord has made. And the second is that you all responded to my invitation. Terribly hard to believe that I've got you all here on a Saturday afternoon in the middle of Kingston, all for a little bit of paper that came through the door on a second-class stamp. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. But of course there are more reasons why we are here. We are here in this wonderful building where we have the facilities to come together as a group and worship God. And of course we can have other events here. And we also have the privilege of serving people in our local community and from further afield. I want to dispel one thing. Today is not my birthday. I celebrate birthdays all the time. Every day is a birthday. And so I thought it would be just great to take a little time out, just as we did 5 years ago. All you that are sitting on the seats today and were here 5 years ago, can you remember we had an event called Share the Journey? Today it's called Living Every Moment. Maybe that's a bit about getting older. I don't know. But in the meantime, life has been good to me. A time to enjoy the simplicity of life. To go on being able to thank God day after day, week after week, year after year, for those things that help to make us real. Those ordinary things for which we cannot do without. Water, roof over our head, food, clothing. All of us have been through some kind of education. How fortunate is that? And we all have access to local services and facilities in this community. So when our needs are met, it gives us more space to become people that we want to become. That's exactly what the skin horse was trying to explain to Rabbit. And you might think, well, what does she want to choose that for? Well, those of you that know me know that I had a bit of a checkered education, and I didn't meet up with the skin horse and the rabbit till I was in my 50s. And I thought it was one of the most lovely books that anybody could give me because it was a present. And so 5 years ago, we had the same reading, and I make absolutely no apology for that. But thinking thinking about today, what I really wanted to say was just something plain and simple. It was about sharing with you the things that we all intimately know. And those things are about having our needs met and being able to have space in our lives to be able to share ourselves with others and to be able to give with others, to give to others. And it made it great today that today is the day that we share a bit of space with Christian Aid. A Christian Aid event starts on Sunday. It follows an evening of entertainment and enjoyment follows this event. And so it leads me very nicely into the fact that as we sit here in a lovely building, enjoying company and having our needs met, that there are so many people throughout the world that are not in a good place. They've endured war and famine and earthquakes and floods, and people are without basic clean water, without food, some without clothing, no health care in many places, and so on. You know, just imagine, well, you don't really need to imagine really, but I'm going to make you imagine. Just imagine me having to go 2 miles every day for water on roads that probably I can't really access and struggling to get those basic needs met. What sort of person would I be then? Would I have died? Probably. Anyway, this is a day to be cheerful, but it is a day to really think about those hard facts of life and the way in which we can support those places far away for people that we may never ever meet, but who are important to us. So to end, if I can find my ending, of course, I've got to juggle the mic, be all right in a minute, we'll get there in a minute. I mean, I know what I'm going to say, really. I'm just sort of making it look difficult. You can begin to imagine, can't you, even better now, how difficult it would be to get that water. See, I can't reach it at the moment. But whether it's been a good day for you so far or not such a good day, where living every day has brought perhaps some joy and some sadness, the great thing is through all those experiences we learn and we grow. And God is there at the heart of every day, wherever we are on our journey. And so as this time of worship closes, I really cannot end without thanking all the people that have made this day so important to me. It's been a time where the people in this church have rallied and done a tremendous job with the flowers, with all sorts of things, Tony playing the organ, and my family have come, or some of my family, just a small part of my family, have come to help me make this day really special. So I'm going to end there, and we're going to now move in to our prayers of intercession, which are going to be led to us by John Watts. Thank you, John.
Holy Father, we cannot do anything good without you. Enable us to live according to your will. We bring before you those people and places who are always in our minds. And we bring before you especially Christian Aid, our organisation to deliver help around your world. You are the strength of those who put their trust in you. Grant Christian Aid the help of your grace to lift the lives and situations of those for whom we pray. Amen. We pray for the world. We lay before you the divisions of the Ukraine, the torment of Syria and its peoples, the struggles of the countries of Africa to secure the dreams of their people for peace and freedom from war and its evils. We pray that the hopes of justice may be realised, that the energies and enthusiasms of these peoples may be directed to the good of all in their societies, and that their walk with you, by whatever name you are known, may be a walk of mercy, peace, and reconciliation. Amen. We pray for our country. We lay before you our nation. Maintain and strengthen it in equity and tolerance, mercy, generosity, and the rule of law and justice. And keep us, its people, steadfast to the light that shines from the life of Christ. Amen. We pray for our town. Let us commend our town to God. We bring before you this town in which this church works and where this week our efforts for Christian Aid will be directed. Bless all who live and work here. Let this town be for them a place of peace and reward. And may all who live with us hear your call to compassion and support for your world. Amen. We pray for this church. This church, our gathered community, seeks to serve you, Lord, and its members, its friends, its neighbours in all places, near and far away. We pray for our neighbours and friends. In a time of quiet, let us bring to you, O God, all those near to us whom we know to be afflicted in body, mind, or spirit. We offer all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour and our Redeemer. And finally, we pray for ourselves. We bring all of ourselves before you, O God, who are the way, the truth, and the life. Keep us from all paths that are not the way. Defend us against all illusions, thoughts, or fancies that are not the truth. And free us to embrace with our whole hearts the joy, the gladness, and the exaltation of the life everlasting. Amen.
The hymn is "Blessed Be Our Maker, Jesus Our Saviour," entitled "The Church in Action." We join to sing. to your friends and greet them. Go to strangers and find them as friends. Go to enemies and look for peace. And what does the Lord require of us? To act justly, to love humbly, and to journey humbly with our God. So let us go then in the peace of God, and the peace of God will be with us. And may the blessing of God rest upon us and remain with us, and those that we meet this day and forever. Amen.
amazed that you didn't all clear off and save your ears, but thank you very much for listening. I think you should know that that was a fugue by Bach in D minor, but it has a subtitle, The Giant, and I chose it because of Anne McFarlane, who is small in stature and limited physically, but as a person, she's a giant. And that's why I chose it, and I thought you should know. She'll be ever so embarrassed that I told you.